Christian Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Prophetic Forecast, Insights for Navigating the Future to Align with Heaven's Agenda by Joshua Giles. Narrated by Joshua Giles. I give all glory and honor to God for this phenomenal opportunity to write and to share His heart with those of you who will listen to this book. I love you, Jesus, with my whole heart and will serve you for the rest of my life. I would also like to dedicate this book to those people who, over the years, have consistently supported the vision and ministry that God placed in me. What an adventurous and amazing journey it is. Forward. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Acts chapter 4, verse 31, King James Version. Believers in the early church prayed in such a manner that the physical ground beneath their feet was shaken. I believe that this was not only a physical, but also a spiritual shaking. Recently, as I was in prayer, I heard the Lord say that the tectonic plates of the modern prophetic movement are shifting. God is exposing new voices, new vessels, and is releasing His fresh breath upon new moves. A glorious transformation is taking place, and we get to be on the front lines of it. The aim of the prophetic is to capture and release the mind and heart of God. It is a combination of inside information, along with the power to bring about remarkable transformation. In many ways, the prophetic is as much about movement and reformation as it is insight. Prophetic words cause stuck things to move. Prophetic worship causes divine release to happen. Prophetic intercession causes the breaking forth of waves of God's glory in the earth. We are standing at the dawn of a stunning new day. The earth is literally groaning for the release of bold sons and daughters. There are new moves to be birthed and exploits to unfold. We must navigate these times of unprecedented challenge and opportunity with the wisdom of God. It is the role of the prophets to skillfully release the red-hot word of the Lord to us with no agenda but heaven's. I believe that there is a daring new breed of pioneer arising to take God's voice to every nation, every corner of the globe, and every system of our society. God wants to speak to the leaders of government, entertainment, industry, education, healthcare, and all other human systems. He is sending those who have been alone with Him to release His word into the earth with miraculous results. Joshua Giles is on the front lines of this emerging move. He is an accurate voice with strong spiritual sight and potent building capacity. He speaks the language of heaven with a remarkable accuracy to warn and forecast regarding things to come. This book is both timely and timeless. You'll receive inside information that is relevant for this exact moment, but you will also receive the teaching and instruction that you need for every season as a believer who is hungry to hear and know the Father. Grab your notebook and prepare to be enlightened as you dive deep into this prophetic masterpiece. Ryan LaStrange, author, Breaking Curses, founder, Ryan LaStrange Ministries, and ATL Hub. Acknowledgements. To my parents who raised me in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, thank you and I love you immensely. Mom, Deborah Giles, you helped me develop my spiritual gifts as a young child and taught me about the prophetic, business, and life. It was your tenacity and strength that fueled me to reach for more. Your love and support have sustained me. Dad, Tyrone Giles, you taught me to study the Word of God and about the necessity of fasting and prayer. I also appreciate the support of my family unit. You know who you are. You have been there through the mountains and valleys. Now it's our time to walk in generational blessings. to my spiritual parents, Bishop Tudor Bismarck and Pastor Chi-Chi Bismarck. Your impact and impartation have changed my life. I haven't been the same since coming into covenant with you. Bishop Tudor, your personal mentorship, teaching, and example of love have shown me how to be a leader and a man of integrity. I will always honor you. To Pastor Runette C. Jones, you have been a mentor in prophetic ministry since I was a young child, and you are one of the most accurate prophets I know. I honor your anointing and thank you for pouring into my life. To the late Dr. Sheila Spencer, she accomplished so much in her short time here on earth. She will forever be remembered for her integrity and as a pioneer in ministry. To my committed and hardworking core team, you are the best. All of you serve so faithfully, and I pray God rewards you exponentially for investing your time. James Bolden and Giordano Madison, thank you for sacrificing so much to see the vision come to pass. I am grateful for those of you who work alongside me, both near and far. We have traveled to nations, served communities, and shared the message of Jesus Christ. We have more work to do. To Kingdom Embassy Worship Center, you are my tribe, my people, and I love you. Thank you for the privilege of doing life together. Lastly, I would like to thank Baker Publishing Group and the Chosen Books team for all the hard work, strategy, and care you have put into bringing this project to a successful completion. You gave my voice a home, and you pushed me as a writer. Because of you, I am confident in the quality of this project. I appreciate you for making this an exciting and enjoyable experience. Introduction. This is one of the most unusual books that the Holy Spirit has inspired me to write. I would even say that it's more of a prophecy, a foretelling of what is to come. Furthermore, it gives insight into what is happening right now in the world and in the body of Christ. The prophetic instructions I give here are written to encourage you, empower you, and at times warn you of impending disaster so that you might be able to adequately prepare for what is ahead. In this book, through prophetic insight, we will travel to the future and catch a glimpse of what is coming so that we can pray, align with God's agenda, and plan with biblical strategy. That is the purpose of the prophetic dimension. The prophetic dimension can transport you ahead and give you the advantage of knowing what to do. To go forward into the future, I will have to take you back in time to three very timely and uncanny prophecies that the Lord gave me. I spoke them publicly at my church in Minnesota with several hundred members in attendance. They are all well documented and recorded. First, on December 6, 2015, God gave me a prophecy about a rare virus that would come. Each year, I typically do one major prophetic gathering on a Sunday at my church. I do these special meetings only as the Holy Spirit leads. In this particular service, as we were in the midst of spontaneous worship and praise, the spirit of prophecy came upon me in a strong and intensified way. I began to speak with a boldness and clarity that was not my own. I see a new strain of a virus that will come. It's so rare that the doctors won't know what it is. Many will be confused as to what it is. At first, some doctors and others will say, "Is it the flu or not?" But it's going to be so rare. I hear them saying it's mimicking other viruses and diseases. God says it's going to be so rare that they will have two tests to verify what it is. It will target the breathing and the respiratory system. God says that we must pray now and cover the immune systems of ourselves and family members. The Lord emphasized again to me that this would be a rare virus we had never seen before. As I spoke these words, our Sunday morning congregation was already in prayer mode. Although some seemed startled by the directness and type of prophecy the Lord was releasing, they had heard me release many prophecies before, but this was quite different. Everyone stood and started praying. As we engaged in intercession, the Lord told me that this virus was man-made and would come from a lab. Who would know that COVID-19 would come to the shores of America just 4 years later? Only God could know. The Lord allowed me to know that this would be the first of many other pathogens that would affect the world's population in the future. He strongly comforted my heart to understand that we were not to panic or worry, because he would protect his people. The second prophecy I will share was given a few years ago, but it speaks to what is happening even now. On September 4th, 2019, God gave me a word concerning a major disruption coming, but he reiterated that at the same time, the gifts of the Spirit would intensify. I gave this word on an ordinary Bible study night. There was nothing super special about that day. I had just arrived back in the United States a few days before. I had traveled to minister in Athens, Greece, and then Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, Israel. I experienced amazing encounters with the Lord on this ministry trip. I ministered to and prophesied over two ambassadors who had come for a private meeting. Then, by the grace of God, I had the privilege of ministering to the cabinet of a high-profile prime minister. When I got back to the States, I was tired but still ignited and stirred from all that God had done. In the middle of my teaching, the Holy Spirit so graciously took over the Bible study lesson. A strong spirit of prophecy dropped down on me. Immediately, I began to prophesy. The Lord says, "You will need wisdom to navigate the times that are ahead. For the times and seasons are beginning to change, and the Lord says you will see great powers shift among you. You will see great powers in the world begin to shift. That's why I am releasing another dimension and dispensations of my spiritual gifts," says God. "My gifts are being poured out on my people in a greater measure. There will be need of them, and you will be needed in the times that are ahead. I hear and see a collapse in the spirit, and the Lord says, as we step over into 2020, it shall mark a day and a time of a collapse, not just in America, but the world. For prophets have prophesied that it shall come, and prophets have said that it would happen. You will see a domino effect go throughout the world. It will start in the financial industries, and it will hit every system," says God. "This will be the beginning of a global reset." Then the Lord finished by saying something exciting. "At that time, you will see the start of one of the greatest revivals that the earth has ever seen." Even as I write these words, we are seeing this prophecy unfold before our eyes. Then came a third prophetic word. God spoke to me again about a global reset. While ministering in a New Year's Eve service at my church on December 31st, 2019, the Holy Spirit said, "Tell the people that you are about to see a global reset in the world." He said that the reset would hit every industry, system, and aspect of society. In that prophecy, the Holy Spirit said that 2020 would mark the beginning of a period of collapse in the world and a global economic decline. Every system would be reset, and then we would see a resurgence. I gave this prophecy at the end of 2019 and then began teaching on the reset and how 2020 would be the vehicle that would bring us into a new era. Looking back on 2020, it is clear that it was the year that changed the world. COVID-19 was a major disruptor of society. That virus was the transportation, bringing us into a new epoch in the world. By the leading of the Spirit, I shared that word concerning a global reset for many months to thousands of people, both in services and online. God had given me that phrase, a global reset, before it became commonplace to use it. I had never heard that phrase before the Lord spoke it to me. However, it sums up the place that the world has been in for some time now. I'm sharing these three previous prophetic words to let you know that nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, catches God by surprise. He is aware of what will happen before it unfolds. He is so omniscient that he even knows what we will think before it even enters into our minds. God is amazing and full of compassion towards us, that he would send us accurate words to help us navigate the future. The prophetic insights throughout this book are meant to point our attention to Jesus. As Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 so powerfully states, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. 1. Architects of the future. I have also spoken by the prophets and have multiplied visions. I have given symbols through the witness of the prophets. Hosea chapter 12, verse 10. The future belongs to those who have vision, the spiritual eyes to see it. The Bible is laced with concepts, imagery, and prophecies of the future. Throughout the ages, people have searched to know the future and to understand it before it occurs. Many have felt that to know or understand the future would unlock their dreams and help them gain success in life. Although capturing the future has profound blessings, to know it is also a burden because you are faced with the challenge of what to do with what you know. The Bible reveals that God ordained and called some to be prophets. See Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Prophets are those who speak on behalf of God in the earth. There are different levels or ranks of prophets. Some can walk so closely with God that they speak as God's voice in the earth. Amos chapter 3, verse 7 explains, surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. Prophets are given the rare gift to know the mysteries of time and the secrets of heaven. The Lord may reveal his heart, meaning what he desires to come into being. He may also reveal what actually will happen in the future, although that outcome may not be his desire. God put spiritual laws in place that govern our world, and one supreme law is that he gave humanity dominion over the earth. See Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28. There are times throughout history when God has intervened in the affairs of people, and sometimes he still does. But generally, people's decisions influence their environment. This is key for us to understand because due to people's choices, many outcomes will occur that are not the plan of God. I came to the realization that God had called me as a prophet at a very young age because I would have dreams and visions concerning family or life events. The events I would dream or the visions I would see would happen exactly as I had seen them. Around the age of 7, my experiences led me to go to my church leaders and tell them about the things I had been seeing and hearing. These leaders affirmed the calling that was upon my life. Later, I began hearing the audible voice of the Lord. God would speak to me concerning personal, community, or even world events. I would share these things in church services, and they would come to pass. I've been operating in public prophetic ministry for over 18 years. I have had the rare opportunity to prophesy to heads of state, government leaders, well-known individuals, and the like. Throughout my years of ministry, I have found that God loves communicating with his people. He desires to connect with us on a personal level. It is hard to fathom, but he loves us so much. The future belongs to those who love God and who are called for his purpose. We all carry the future within us. Most of us are just not aware of it. Even if you're not a prophet, the prophetic essence of God dwells within the hearts of human beings. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, he has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity in their hearts, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to end. God has placed eternity in people's hearts. What does this mean? The word eternity in the original Hebrew translation of this verse means the future. God has placed the future in your heart. Your heart is the central organ that pumps blood throughout your entire body. This means that the future is coursing through your veins. You are an eternal being having this natural experience of living life on earth. This is why we are able to call those things forth that are not as though they are. See Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As a prophet, I foretell, which is to declare things before they occur. I also foretell, however, which is to speak God's words in order to create something that is not currently in existence. Every prophetic believer has this same ability. Secular societies have taken this ancient biblical principle and currently call it affirmations and manifesting what they desire. But this principle has its roots in the Word of God. John chapter 15, verse 7 states, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." If you are aligned with God and His agenda for you, if you have true relationship with Him, then you will call things forth and they will be done. The spiritual side of future studies. To know that you are carrying the future is an amazing thing. In the fields of sociology, technology, and even theology, there is a subject matter called futures studies. In the secular world, futures studies is used as a tool for forecasting, tracking environmental trends, and exploring how people will live and work in the future. On the spiritual side of this, the Holy Spirit guides us on what is to come in the future. I want to use this practical example of futures studies to show you how to navigate the future that you see spiritually. There are four main approaches to futures studies, or foresight. They are the predictive approach, the interpretive approach, the critical approach, and the participatory action learning approach. These all have both secular and spiritual applications. Let's look at each of them individually and talk about how they can relate to your study of the future in the spiritual. The predictive approach. First, there is the predictive approach. Throughout time, people have tried every way possible, from astrology to New Age practices, to predict the future. These methods have proven deficient. Although some of the information gleaned from them can be accurate, they have lacked the fullness of the Spirit of Truth. The Holy Spirit in Scripture is called the Ancient of Days. He is known as the Spirit of Wisdom in Proverbs chapter 8, and He is the Spirit of Truth. He was there before the foundations of the world were perfectly fashioned. It is only through Him that we access eternity and heaven's mysteries. In our modern times, academia seeks to predict the future by studying the trends and using systematic models that can forecast possible outcomes. In prophetic ministry, the predictive aspect of foretelling does not use computer systems or man-made tools. Rather, we can predict outcomes based on the Holy Spirit's leading. The predictive aspect is a part of the prophetic function, but it is not the central aspect of it. To predict is to say what will be as a consequence of something or what will happen in the future. Because God is omniscient, He knows the future, and His foresight is 100% accurate. In Scripture, God gave His predictive counsel to people through four specific modes: dreams, visions, prophecy, and perception. These are four vehicles that carry prophets and prophetic people into the future. Let's discuss these in more detail for a moment. Dreams are an essential way that God communicates. The Bible is filled with colorful, expressive, and prophetic dreams. Some scholars believe that 1/3 of the Bible is written about dreams or their interpretation. Why would God communicate through dreams, and why is the Bible decorated with them? This makes perfect sense because sleep studies have shown that 1/3 of a human life is spent asleep. If God cannot get through to us when we are awake, then when we are asleep is an opportune time for Him to speak. In the sleep state, the mind is unconscious and there is nothing hindering spiritual communication. The Bible says it this way: "For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds. He may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings, to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword." Job chapter 33, verses 14 through 18, New International Version. Visions are similar to dreams, except that they occur when a person is awake. Bible verses are also filled with visions. A vision can show up as simply as a picture in the mind, or as vividly as a scene of a movie playing out in front of you. I can remember having one of my first visions when I was much younger. It was so real that I thought I was actually seeing a certain person in front of me. Throughout my years of prophetic ministry, I have seen many visions of the future, which I have shared publicly and which have come to pass. I believe that you can walk so closely with the Spirit of God that seeing in the spiritual realm becomes a regular part of your life. Having a vision does not have to be a deep or spooky experience. The Holy Spirit is so real, however, and the spirit world is just as real as this natural world. Actually, everything in this natural world only exists because of the spiritual world. One of the most intriguing expressions of God is prophecy. Prophecy has existed throughout time. It has been recorded throughout every generation and in every earthly age or period of time. Authentic prophecy has its origin in the Bible. True prophecy comes from God. He speaks to those whom He chooses, and we relay it to others. Yes, God is still speaking today, and He desires to communicate with you. The voice of the Lord can be as small as a thought or a whisper, or as loud as thunder. Although I will be releasing prophecy throughout this entire book, my goal is also to unlock a deeper prophetic dimension within you. You may or may not be already identified as a prophet as you listen to this. If you are not, it is important to realize that just because you are not a prophet does not mean God cannot speak to you. In Numbers chapter 11 in the Old Testament, God told Moses to gather 70 elders whom he would then place his spirit upon. God's spirit came down upon them like a cloud, and they began to prophesy. In verse 29, Moses said, "I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." New International Version. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 5, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul echoed the same sentiments as Moses. "I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy." The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets, so that the church may be edified. New International Version. Through these verses, we can gather that God desires all His people to be prophetic types. He desires that all would prophesy and carry the essence of a prophet. Prophets are stewards of the mysteries of God, and God wants you to know His mysteries and to hear His secret thoughts about the future. This does not mean that every believer holds the office of a prophet, meaning someone who is specifically called as a prophet as part of the fivefold ministry, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 12. Yet all believers carry a prophetic essence. You are God's prophetic people. The last vehicle for communicating the future is perception. Scripture relates instances where someone would perceive what God wanted or what would happen. Perception is spiritual sight or vision. It is in the realm of supernatural knowledge. This is when you know what will happen in the future because God has put it in your heart. There was no audible voice, just a spiritual perceiving or knowing. We see one example of this vehicle or mode at work in 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 12, King James Version. "And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake." When God does not speak audibly concerning a matter, and when there is no dream or vision, there is still spiritual perception. There are times in your life when you will perceive what your next move should be. This is an assurance and a knowing that can only come from God. The interpretive approach. Going back to the idea of futures studies, the second approach is interpretive. This approach is not based on forecasting, but on contrasting competing ideas or images of the future. Spiritually speaking, there are infinite futures for you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?